John chapter 8 and verse 39. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Well, that's a pitiful condition to be in. You're of your father the devil, and the works of your father, lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this congregation. Anoint me to tell the truth, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach to you for just a few minutes this morning on a society dominated by Satan. In my text, Jesus is dealing with a society dominated by the devil. Jesus revealed their family connection to Satan, their spiritual family connection to Satan, saying to them, Ye are of your father, the devil. And he revealed the moral result of that connection. The lust of your father ye will do. Satan's character was stamped upon that society. But Jesus had come to transform society to bear the stamp of his character. And I want to show you from my text this morning some things about a society dominated by Satan. First of all, I want to show you how society was formed in the beginning. Society was formed by God in the beginning at the creation. God formed society of the basic unit of the family. Created a man, then created a woman, put them together, and formed the basic unit of society, the family. Love bound them together. There was a peaceful relationship between them. It was a joyful existence. There was harmony between heaven and earth, fellowship between God and man. The will of God was done on earth as it is in heaven. There was no sickness, no disease, no death, no deprivation, no poverty. It was an ideal society that God formed in the very beginning. This was how God planned it. And then we see society deformed. Deformed because Satan inserted himself into the arrangement and spoke through the serpent and seduced that original society into sin. And as a result, the poison of the serpent was inserted into the whole human race and infected every generation from Adam unto the present with the attitudes that are characteristic of the tempter himself. We see those attitudes throughout society and throughout human history because the whole human race has been affected by the poison injected by the serpent into the human race in the very beginning and deformed an ideal society and wrecked the plans that God had for us in the very beginning. So we see in society the signs of Satan's working throughout human history. Pride and rebellion and hatred and envy and self-centeredness and deceit and disloyalty and self-love and resentment of divine authority. We see that throughout human history. It is the telltale signs of the poison of the serpent in the human family. Jesus was born and lived his life in a deformed society of people. And I want you to notice some of the characteristics of that generation that's typical of societies in every generation that's influenced by the devil. First of all, they were religious. And that's not unusual because every generation in all societies, regardless of what kind of life they live, they are religious. It is not unusual for sinners to be religious. Paul mentioned those who have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Evidently, Satan is not against religion. Did y'all get that? I said, evidently, Satan is not against religion. He uses religion to get people under his influence and to give those people a false sense of security. The devil is not against religion. Idolatry is common in human history, in every age. And Satan is capable of deceiving people with the Bible. He causes people to misread the only road map to heaven, brother. And Peter warned us about people who twist the scriptures to their own destruction. These people that Jesus was talking to, the Pharisees, were well schooled in the scriptures and diligent in following the law of God. But Jesus said, you're the children of the devil. And, you know, they're quoting scripture on their way to hell. Jesus warned them in John chapter 5 and verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And they were correct in assuming that the scriptures would give directions for eternal life. You think you've got eternal life in the scriptures. And they were correct in that the scriptures give us directions for eternal life. But they overlooked the fact that the Old Testament scriptures pointed to Jesus as the Savior, the giver of life. They missed the real point of the Scriptures. They fail to understand the true subject of the Word of God. I think it's terrible for anybody to be lost, but it just seems extra tragic to me for somebody to go to hell with a Bible in their hand. You hear me? I said it just seems so extra tragic to me for people to go to hell with a Bible in their hand. They had the directions, but they missed the turn. And they missed the turn because there are many people looking for a shortcut, a bargain basement religion, a Reader's Digest condensed version of the Bible. And societies that are dominated by the devil do not lack religion. The devil is not against religion. Secondly, I want you to notice about this society that was dominated by the devil that they were convinced they were right. They claimed a relationship with God. Verse 41 of my text says, "You do the deeds of your father." They said, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." They claimed a relationship with God. They were not like some people who keep their religion very private. These people would talk religion. They were not ashamed to mention God in public. And, you know, they were like a lot of people. Some people substitute God talk for real salvation and feel like that they're all right because they're able to do the God talk thing, you know. They were conscious of and proud of their religious heritage and ancestry. Notice in verse 39, they answered and said unto Jesus, "Abraham is our father." So they knew their religious ancestry and their religious heritage, and they were very proud of it. And their religious heritage spanned hundreds of years. They were the keepers of that glorious history of their faith, but they failed to realize that the glory had faded in their faith. And Jesus reminded them that even though Abraham was their father, they didn't live like Abraham did. Notice what he said in verse 40, or verse 39. They said, "Abraham's our father." Jesus said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth, which I've heard of God. This did not Abraham." In other words, you don't act like your ancestors. You don't live like your ancestors did. Are y'all listening to me? Y'all hearing me? All right. I want to ask you something. What good does it do us to glory in our holiness Pentecostal past if we are not making the same kind of footprints in the present as they made in the past? I'm telling you, brother, this was the mistake of these people. They gloried in the past without living like the people did in the past. You're not living like Abraham. All right? And these Pharisees, they kept alive the memory of the Jewish prophets. Jesus talked about how they maintained the graves of the prophets of the Old Testament, the spiritual heroes of Israel. And many of these prophets had been persecuted and slain for their faith. And Jesus said the Pharisees imagined in their minds that they were better than their forefathers and that they would not have participated in the violent death of the men of God. But Jesus said to them that you are the children of your fathers and you have the same nature as they do. And even though they polished their sepulchres and kept alive their memory, they did not live by the truth that they preached. Boy, I know y'all wanting dinner, and I'm wanting to preach. I just don't go together. Can y'all hold on just a few minutes, and I'll try to get through here as fast as I can. I'm telling you, I feel like God gave me this in prayer last night. Hallelujah. Oh, my. You know, I hate to go right up to the last minute seemingly wondering, God, what in the world you want me to preach? And I'm so desperate, and yet I'm sweating bullets and can't figure out what in the world am I supposed to say to these people. And so I told God, I said, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to these people, so I'm just going to pray that you give me something. And so I walked up and down a praying, asking God, God, please give me something for this congregation. And this is what God gave me. And just come out of the skies, brother. So this is not something I've thought up for a long time and wondered about. I'm telling you, God dropped this on me out of the sky. Praise God. So if y'all can hold on just a few minutes, I'll try to do my best to get through it just as fast as I can and do justice to the truth. Praise God. The deception in these people was really strong. They couldn't recognize the evidence of Satan's influence among them. In their confrontation with Christ in my text, these people accused Jesus of having a devil. This society that was influenced and dominated by the devil said to Jesus, "You have a devil." You know, when people have dug in, fortified their false religion, anybody who attacks their position with truth appears to be a tool of the devil to them because they are convinced they are right. And things have gotten pretty dark, brother, pretty dark spiritually when people can't tell Jesus from the devil. You hear me? This has got pretty dark when people can't tell Jesus from the devil. And when people prefer Satan's rule over that of the Savior, when Satan dominates the society, people lose their moral bearings. In the book of Judges, and I have thought of this, it just bears on my mind. Twice in the book of Judges, it says about that society that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now you notice, it did not say that every man did that which was wrong in his own eyes. It said every man did that which was right in his own eyes. In other words, here's a society without divine guidance and every man deciding for himself what was right. They did not consider themselves to be doing wrong. They did what was right in their own eyes. Brother, when we reject the truth of Scripture, when we no longer go to the Word of God to find divine directions for life, every man chooses. It's like going to the restaurant and going to the buffet and sort of picking out what's right for you on the buffet. But I'm telling you, brother, God has given to us a menu, praise God, and told us what's right, and we got to live by what's on the menu, brother. In the Word of God, Satan's influence is obvious when sinners are convinced they are right. Do y'all get that? I said Satan's dominion is obvious when sinners are convinced they are right. And brother, that was the society Jesus was living in, a society dominated by the devil. They were convinced they were right. Jesus was wrong, and they did not consider themselves to be sinners, even though they were living out from under the rule of God. I'm telling you, brother, this is the kind of society that we live in. Sinners are convinced they are right. Thirdly, this society dominated by the devil lived like the devil. There's two things that Jesus mentioned about the devil and those that follow him. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a liar. The truth was not in him. He was dishonest. He was a murderer. He was dishonest. And Jesus said about these people who called Jesus a devil, Jesus said about them, "You will do the lust of your father." In other words, your life is going to reflect the nature of your father, the devil. And then he went on to point out to them that indeed they were seeking to kill him. He said in verse 37, "I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you." He said also in verse 59 that they took up stones to cast at him. And Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. They were going to kill Jesus. They were going to kill the Lamb of God. They were going to kill the only man that never sinned, that never did any wrong. They had the nature of the devil in them. Not only had a murder in their heart, they were dishonest. They rejected the truth. The Bible says in verse 45, Jesus said, "Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." He said in verse 55 of my text, he said, "You have not known him, but I know him, the Father. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying." Jesus said, "I'd be a liar like you." These people were murderers and liars. They lived like the devil. They said, "We are right." But they lived like the devil. In Romans chapter 1, Paul enumerates the sins of a society dominated by Satan. They lived like the devil. Idolatry, fornication, homosexuality, covetousness, ill will, envy, murder, strife, deceit, backbiting, proud, boasters, disobedient to parents, without natural affection, unmerciful. And that's a partial list of these people who lived like the devil. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 12, Paul quotes a Cretan who characterized the heathen society of Crete like this. He said, "They're liars. They're evil beasts, that is, they're cruel like a savage animal. They are slow bellies, which means that they are lazy gluttons." He said, that's the kind of society. I want you to rebuke them, he said. This is the kind of society. A society dominated by the devil, living like the devil. Are y'all still here? In America, we got a society increasingly dominated by the devil. Minds are made susceptible to demonic influence by mind-altering drugs, legal and illegal. And the deadliest and the most destructive mind-altering drug is alcohol. Deacons drink. Mothers drink, preachers drink, and the state approves the most dangerous, destructive, mind-altering drug in this country. It seems that the whole world has forgotten that wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And this society, in every generation, the TV dives a little lower in its immoral content. It showcases fornicators, homosexuals, transgender people, polygamists, It makes celebrities out of harlots and whoremongers. It creates couch potatoes, and multitudes of men go to work, come home to watch TV, go to bed, get up in the morning and go back to work, come back home and get on the couch and watch TV, go to bed, get up in the morning and go to work, come back home and get on the couch and watch TV. This cycle goes over and over and over. Are y'all hearing me now? Listen to me. Some don't even work and spend hours in front of screens watching movies, playing video games, watching ball games, viewing pornography on the internet, watching MTV and endless news outlets. Young people are texting sometimes hundreds of times a day, sometimes sexting, posting pictures of themselves to their boyfriends and girlfriends with no clothes or very few clothes on, and listening to the latest pop music, hanging out with friends, wasting time, talking about the latest heartthrob. Everybody's trying to fill up time with something on their way to eternity. I'm telling you, brother, this is the way people are living around here. People are trying to fill up their time with something on their way to eternity. People under the influence of the devil hunt for happiness instead of hunting for meaning in life. And so they go from one pleasure to another, one heartthrob to another, one sensation to another, trying to keep themselves entertained on the way to eternity. But brother, I'm telling you, when you get to eternity, you're going to give an account to God for how you used your time, what you did with your body. You're going to give an account to God. We're living in a lazy generation, a generation that's thrown away their minds, thrown away their bodies, and failed to realize how important it is to serve God, whether you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Y'all still here? Young boys play video games, and witch killing seems very realistic. Then they go kill real people, randomly. Young unmarried girls and divorced women march off to Planned Parenthood to abort the evidence of their sin. And many of them will be back over and over and over again. And this way, nobody has to be responsible for the logical consequences of fornication. Somewhere around 1 million babies will die every year and pay the ultimate sacrifice for the sin of their parents. 80% of abortions are done to unmarried people. Young couples are not bothering to marry anymore. About half of adults in America are unmarried. Millions of young, middle-aged, and retired couples shack up and live together outside of marriage. Homosexual marriage is now approved by over half of the Americans. Cokie and Stephen Roberts. Cokie Roberts is with NPR. You probably heard her on NPR. Sometimes they feature the editorials in our paper by Cokie and Stephen Roberts, her husband. And they wrote an editorial that was printed in our paper on March the 7th entitled, "Gay Marriage is Upon Us." The article states, yes, a shrinking group of sincere Americans still believes that gay marriage is morally wrong and threatens traditional values, but the facts contradict them. Theology cannot compete with reality. And so our society is approving. Higher education in this country is dominated by officials and teachers without a moral code. Students are encouraged to cast off the values of their parents, experiment with their sexuality, experience the forbidden, and university dorms and Greek houses on our university campuses are essentially harlot houses. Sports is the religion of America. Sports heroes become the role models for our youth. They're tattooed. They have body piercings. They're full of greed. They do drugs. They're known for their fornication. And they are the role models for our society. And where the sports stars end, the music stars begin. Cursing, fornicating, drugging, drinking, a violent and a destructive lifestyle picked up by multitudes of our young people. And where the music stars end, the movie stars begin. And I'm telling you, brother, the kind of examples that are before this generation, it's no wonder that the devil is dominating our society. And I've just named to you the more respectable sins of this society. I could not go into the kinds of sins that are done out of sight in this country. It would not be due to repeat them in a respectable society like this society today to tell you the kind of things that go on in this society, out of sight of this society, the terrible sins that are going on in this country, characterizing thousands of millions of people in this land. Americans are religious. They believe they are right, and they live like the devil. Our society is deformed by sin and by Satan, brother. But I want to tell you, that's not the end of the story. There can be society reformed. Jewish society was familiar with the devil, but Jesus came and confronted him. Cast out the devil out of many people in that society. The forces of hell were driven back by the power of Jesus. Lives were transformed. A man in the tomb that was full of the devils wouldn't wear any clothes, cut himself with knives. Jesus cast the devils out of him, and he's sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. Jesus cast the devil out of a man in the synagogue, a religious man. He cast the devil out of him. He cast the devil out of a young boy that was brought to him by his father. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that hell retreated in Israel when Jesus showed up. Praise God. I'm telling you, when Jesus shows up, hell still retreats, brother. Jesus reforms society by transforming men's lives. He transforms our heart. He transforms our life. And he reforms society by transforming the hearts and lives of men. You know, Jesus came transforming lives in Israel, making a difference in men's lives, making a difference in families and homes. Praise God, Satan had to retreat. Now, the problem in America is this, that the church has been retreating in the face of hell's ferocious onslaught in these last days. And I'm telling you that mild religion is not the answer. The only answer to what Satan is doing in this country is people like those first generation Christians that are fearless, that are full of the Holy Ghost, full of faith in God, who are willing to confront sin and live by the Bible and preach the Word of God without fear or favor. That's the only answer, brother, to what the devil is doing in our society. These early Christians transformed society, turned the world upside down, not by doubting, but by believing and exercising the power of God in their life. I tell you what, I believe we can make a difference in our society. And you can make that difference start in your own life when you surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And you can make a brand new society in your home, brother. You can cleanse your home of every influence of the devil. Don't give room to the devil. Get rid of everything in your home that the devil uses to destroy, tear down, and corrupt your heart and your life. The magazine rack, the bookcase, the TV, the movies, and what you watch on that screen on the internet. I'm telling you, brother, cleanse your home of everything that's displeasing to God, and let God rule the society in your home. Now, we're not going to transform the broader society until our society is transformed in the four walls of our home. Don't spend your time entertaining yourself in your waking hours. Spend your time doing something useful for the kingdom of God. Absorbing the word of God. Praying and seeking the face of God. Visiting the sick. Attending the house of God. Seeking to build the kingdom of God. Seeking to spread the kingdom of God. Don't waste your time. Don't sit around eating and drinking and entertaining yourself and digging your grave with your fork. Be useful in the kingdom of God. Give yourself, get God to give you something to do in His kingdom. Pray until you know the will of God and be busy in the kingdom of God. We don't want to live a life dominated by the devil. We don't want our families to be dominated by the devil. Are y'all hearing me? Praise God. Oh, yeah. You know, I may make enemies this morning, but I guess that'll be all right, too, if I do it for Jesus' sake. Ladies, it's not pleasing to God if you sit around watching soap operas. Your floors need cleaning. Your dishes are piling up. And you're sitting around entertaining yourself. You know, our homes is part of our testimony. And men, it isn't proper for you to spend your time entertaining yourself with movies, internet, going through the World Wide Web, and duties piling up around your home, and your wife nervous as a cat because things are not getting done because you ain't going to do it because you're just entertaining yourself on your way to eternity. And you know that there are things that need to be done in this society. I have got, if there was five of me, I could stay busy all the time working for Jesus. And some people think, I just don't know what to do. Well, I'm telling you, there's plenty to do in the kingdom of God. And if you can't do anything else, you say, my health's broken, I can't do anything. You can pray. I'm telling you, brother, Samuel said to Israel, when Israel rejected him from being a judge, he said, God forbid that I should sin against God in failing to pray for you. If I can't be the judge, I can still be a prayer warrior. I can still pray for you. And there are souls depending on our prayers, brother. And you may think, well, that's just that don't mean much. I'm a prayer warrior. What does that mean? I'm telling you, it means everything. And behind the work of God, there's got to be people praying and seeking the face of God. People who spend time with God in prayer. Right here in this church, there are people who have been delivered from a society dominated by Satan. Don't go back to it. Don't slide back into it. We are to be a society governed by the Word of God, governed by the Lord Jesus Christ, living our lives to His glory and to His honor. Don't be taken in, friends, by the trends of the society around us. Don't just try to fill up time with useless, empty
activities on your way to eternity, you're going to give an answer to God for what you're doing.